When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The ancient ones claim a modern Italian exorcism. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a land rich in history, art, and an enduring, deeply rooted Catholic faith. We are heading to Italy in the year 2004, where the quiet rhythms of daily life were shattered by a terrifying encounter with an ancient evil. Here, in a modern European setting, a young woman became the unwilling battleground for a spiritual war, a case of alleged demonic possession so extreme, so profoundly disturbing, that it serves as a chilling testament to the continued presence of malevolent forces in our world. This is the harrowing account of the Italian exorcism of Christina. Christina was a young woman living an unremarkable life in Italy in the early 2000s. Like many in her country, she was raised in a culturally Catholic environment, though her personal devotion might have varied. She was a typical individual, pursuing her daily life, when, without warning or obvious catalyst, a series of disturbing changes began to manifest within her. Initially, these were subtle. Periods of intense anxiety, unsettling dreams, and a growing sense of inner turmoil. Her family and friends noticed her personality shifting, becoming more irritable, withdrawn, and prone to uncharacteristic outbursts. As weeks turned into months, Christina's affliction escalated dramatically, shedding any pretense of ordinary illness. Her physical symptoms became terrifyingly bizarre. She began to speak in voices that were not her own, guttural and harsh, uttering sounds and phrases that were utterly incomprehensible to her family and medical professionals alike. Witnesses reported her suddenly speaking in unknown tongues, complex sequences of words that defied any language she had ever learned. This phenomenon, known as xenoglossia, is a classic, chilling hallmark often cited in accounts of demonic possession, suggesting an external intelligence communicating through the afflicted. Beyond the linguistic anomaly, Christina began to experience horrifying physical manifestations. She would inexplicably vomit strange objects, items that could not possibly have been consumed or naturally produced by the human body. Witnesses described her expelling fragments of glass, twisted pieces of wire, rusty nails, matted clumps of hair, and even inexplicable, foul-smelling substances. These expulsions were violent, disgusting, and utterly defied physiological possibility, leaving those who witnessed them bewildered and nauseated. They were tangible, terrifying proof that something profoundly wrong was occurring within her. Her once devout faith, too, was perverted into a chilling display of hatred. Christina developed a violent, visceral aversion to sacred items. The mere sight of a crucifix would send her into paroxysms of rage, causing her to shriek in agony and recoil as if burned. Holy water evoked agonizing screams and violent thrashing. Prayers, once a source of comfort, now produced aggressive, blasphemous outbursts, as if the words themselves inflicted pain upon the entity within her. She would contort her body into unnatural, grotesque positions, her limbs twisting, her spine arching, displaying an unnatural strength that defied her physical build, requiring multiple individuals to restrain her during these terrifying fits. Recognizing that Christina's affliction transcended the realm of medical science, her desperate family turned to the church. They sought the assistance of a seasoned exorcist, a priest trained and sanctioned by the Catholic Church to confront malevolent spiritual entities. The priest, witnessing Christina's profound suffering and the undeniable manifestations, became convinced that she was indeed suffering from a powerful demonic possession. What followed was a series of grueling, protracted exorcism sessions. The priest, armed with the ancient rites of the Ritual Romanum, entered into a direct spiritual confrontation with the entities tormenting Christina. The sessions were marked by intense struggle. Christina would thrash violently, her body possessed of superhuman strength, fighting against her restraints. The demons, speaking through her distorted voice, would curse the priest, blaspheme against God, and engage in chilling dialogues, revealing information about the family or hidden sins that Christina could not possibly have known. During these terrifying sessions, the priest claimed that multiple demons were revealed to be residing within Christina, each with its own distinct voice and personality, vying for control of her body and soul. But one particular entity stood out, a demon of immense power and chilling ancientness. It audaciously proclaimed itself the Ancient One. This self-proclaimed title hinted at a being of immense age, a primeval evil that predated human history, a profound malevolence that had witnessed centuries of human suffering and now sought to add Christina to its list of victims. The revelation of the Ancient One sent shivers down the spine of the exorcist, understanding that this was no ordinary demon, but a formidable spiritual adversary. The exorcism was a testament to endurance, both human and spiritual. The priest, unwavering in his faith, continued his relentless prayers and commands, day after day, week after week. The demonic entity, or entities, fought back fiercely, refusing to relinquish their hold on Christina. The atmosphere in the room would often grow heavy with an oppressive cold or a nauseating stench, indicating the entity's heightened presence. The physical manifestations, including the vomiting of objects, would sometimes intensify during the most fervent prayers. Finally, after a prolonged and arduous spiritual battle, the exorcism was deemed successful. The demons, including the Ancient One, were believed to have been expelled from Christina's body. She collapsed, utterly exhausted, but seemingly freed from the profound torment that had consumed her. She gradually returned to her normal self, though forever marked by the horrific ordeal she had endured, a living testament to a battle fought against unseen evils. The case of Christina's exorcism, while perhaps not as globally publicized as some other cases, gained significant attention within Italy and among those involved in deliverance ministries. It stands as a chilling modern example of alleged demonic possession, its terrifying manifestations, the xenoglossia, the vomiting of strange objects, the intense hatred of sacred items, and the direct confrontation with the Ancient One, all serving as powerful, disturbing claims. For skeptics, the events might be attributed to a severe, complex psychiatric condition, perhaps a rare form of dissociative disorder or psychosis, misinterpreted through a religious lens. But for believers, and for the priest who risked his own soul to fight an unseen enemy, it was undeniably a genuine demonic siege. What truly afflicted Christina in 2004, dear listeners, was her body a vessel for ancient, malevolent entities, led by a chilling presence that called itself the Ancient One? Or was she a victim of a profound psychological affliction, her suffering manifesting in ways that perfectly mimicked the classic signs of demonic possession. The enduring horror of her case lies in the terrifying reality of witnessing such extreme human suffering and the inexplicable physical phenomena that accompanied it. It reminds us that in a world where ancient faith still holds sway, the darkness can still manifest in chilling, tangible ways, claiming victims and whispering the name of a truly ancient evil. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night. Generate audio overview.